Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
Good afternoon. If you've just tuned in, shortly from now, we've got a special interview and a chat with, I must say, a bright mind. That's what I'll call him. So stick around because I will be chatting up with Mr. Sibusiso Ntsele shortly from now. Stick around.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
It's our worship medley. Our God is the title of that song. Vishon Mitchell coming up with Israel Halton takes us to 9 minutes after 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you. If you have just locked in, and I don't make promises that I do not intend on keeping. And so I'm happy. In the spirit of doing that, on the line this afternoon, I have with me Mr. Sibusiso Ntsele. And he did something that I often condemn, and I'll tell you what, but it paid out. It definitely paid out. So, Mr. Ntsele, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. Before I even expose you.
Good evening, my sister. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I would like to say, pass my greeting to all your listeners around the world. Dumelang banabeso.
Oh, man. Dumelang. Is that how I'm supposed to respond? Dumela or Dumelang? Which one is it?
Yes.
Welcome in. Listen, Mr. Sibusiso, I've seen a lot of people, especially on social media, encourage people to try and create a business or do something with their social grant, which is the Social Relief of Distress Grant. And I often condemn it because I'm like, they need that money for survival. But you had to get a couple of them to cast the net, and it worked.
Yeah, no. It did work. I mean, you know, we've passed a stage where we need to cry as South Africans. We're at a stage where we need to now start thinking innovatively. We need to start standing together and doing things. And I mean, yes, it's for means of survival, that 350. But for how long would you survive if you don't do something long-term for yourself?
Good question. Now, tell us a bit about this business. You actually combined a couple of, 370 SRD recipients and told them, hey, guys, I've got an idea. Tell us a bit more about the story. Was the idea existent already, or did it come about as a result of this?
No, the idea was not existing. It was me always doing my research on bread, how impactful in terms of the economy bread is, and how is impactful in terms of the economy the grocery sector is. And then I realized that this is the commodity that as the community we can't live without. I mean, everyone buys bread on a daily basis.
Of course.
You understand? And what do we benefit from things that we support the most? We don't benefit anything. Mm. Grocery sector, we don't benefit. Bread sector, we don't benefit. I mean, there's so many things within our communities that are used by us, but we don't benefit from them.
Yeah.
Now, I then thought, you know what, I did my research on how the grocery sector profits, margins, and all of that. I did research on bread. I then realized that, no, we can do this as the community. Then I presented the idea to the community. And, you know, by God's grace, the community heard me, and they walked the journey with me.
Now tell me, so who gets to buy the bread then? Is it the very same community? Again, I have a very important question. How many people bought into this idea, and are you still open, or did you open a window and then close it once the business was up and running?
We had 1,000 people jumping in within a period of 2 weeks. And then we had 200 extra jump in the period of maybe 3 to 4 weeks. Right now we are sitting at 1,200 recipients who we started with on Isinkwa Set to grow a bakery.
I didn't even think Val had so many people, by the way.
Val has 1,040,000 people. That makes it, it has 1,040,000 people. And then that makes it over 365 to 375,000 households that buy bread every day. So if you can calculate how much is that, you would see that we're spending a lot of money on a daily basis. And we as the black community, especially in the Val, we always say we are poor, People are unemployed, but no one thinks about how we can come together and make sure that we build something that can employ us as the community.
Sure.
That's how Isinkwasethu came about.
Now, I understand that it's had an impact economically in the community of Vaal, and particularly young people, because this initiative is focused on young people. But who then transports this bread? Who does the baking? Is there any impact it has on the young people of the community still?
80% of people that we've employed is the young people within the community. Luckily, is that people who join the 370 program is their parents, some of them. And then luckily they got employment through their parents.
Oh.
Do you understand? So 90% of the people that we employ are the very same people who invested within the project.
Mm.
So people that also transport bread are people that have invested within the project. So we are trying to create opportunities. This is actually not about bread only. It's about us being able to at least move into the farming sector, where we can farm and produce maize, where we can farm and produce everything that is within the Isinkwasethu grocery and everything that we use within the Isinkwasethu bakery. So the plan is there. It's a very big plan. It's not about bread only, my sister. It's about what we eat as a community.
Sure.
That is why our slogan says, Mutu ha aje semujisa.
Meaning?
In English, that says a person must buy where they benefit.
Wow. Absolutely interesting, I must say. And tell me, would you still regard Isinkwasethu as a small business, or what scale are you guys sitting at right now?
We've got 1,200 people that buy bread on Isinkwasethu every day. So I'm not going to say it's a small business, but we're getting by. It's growing by the day.
True. Makes it fair enough, fair enough. But tell me also, for young businesses or communities that are sitting by right now, and like you're saying, there's only so much that 370 rands can do. What would you say to somebody who had been actually thinking of an idea, could be similar or totally different, that are actually thinking, I need to reinvest the 370 rands, because like you're saying, singavuka even in the next 2 months and the fund is not there anymore. So what would you say to that person who's really thinking of starting an idea, a business with that money?
Go for it. That's all I can say. Go for it. But all I can say is that honesty has to prevail. Remember, each and everything that we do boils down back to honesty.
Mm.
Do you understand? If you have a plan and you want to make sure that you employ people, do it with integrity.
Yeah.
Be honest. I was telling a particular friend of mine to say, you know what, not every black man is a criminal. I mean, we've passed that stage where we would regard ourselves as criminals and not listen to one another. I mean, the support that I got from the community showed me that we are now ready to integrate the skills that we have within the community. We are ready to integrate our mindsets. I mean, there's so many people that can create something out of nothing amongst us.
True.
But are not given an opportunity. You understand? I mean,
yeah.
It's time for us now as South Africans to start believing in one another, supporting one another, and building industries that even no one thought we can we can build. You understand? I mean, if you calculate around South Africa, if you make 370 multiplied by 40 million, for an example, that get SRD grants, imagine how much that is.
Yeah, yeah.
If we are to say, let's start an automotive industry and have people support it, because the slogan of Isinkwasethu is that the very same 1,200 people that invested must be the one that buys bread. That they must be the core clients of the business before anyone else comes. So that when we get people that support, it's just a cherry on top, but we can be able to make our own markup on a daily basis. Because at the end of the day, whether they buy from Isinkwasethu or not, they have to buy bread.
Certainly. All right.
You understand?
Clearly.
So rather buy bread from where you benefit.
And it's worked. I can see it certainly worked.
It does work, my sister. I'm talking to you right now. Bread is going out each and every day. A month after this one, the first batch of people who put in their money will be starting to get their dividends. How good is that?
You beat
because
me.
We took months making sure that we implement. You understand?
You beat me to it because I was about to ask, what was the strategy? What was the reasoning when you actually brought together 1,200 people to say, hey, trust me, it's going to work? What was it meant to be? Were they just going to get employment, or was it like a share into the actual business? All right, I think I've just lost Mr. All right, you're back.
Can you hear me?
Clearly.
Am I back?
Very much back.
All right. If you can look at it, if I can make calculations for you, let me just take my calculator because normally I would like to do this so that people understand what I'm saying. And also people at home can do it to understand what I'm saying. If we've got 1,200 people buying bread at 15 rand, that's 18,000 a day.
Okay.
Do you understand?
And you've already
made it. If we multiply
it.
That by 30 days, that's 540,000.
Mm.
So if we say overheads of the company running, maybe we spend 250,000 out of the 540,000, then we are left with 290,000, right?
Yes.
Then 290,000 shared amongst 1,200 people. That makes it one person gets 241 rand a month.
Wow. Okay.
You get my point?
Clear.
This is how Isinkwasethu is going to go, my sister.
Absolutely love the idea, I must say. And are you looking to get more investors in, or have you closed the door at the moment?
I've opened the door actually yesterday because we are tackling another business right in Zone 7. Right now we opened in Everton. We are opening another grocery shop there by Zone 7, Sibukeng. And then we're moving from Zone 7, we are going to Orange Farm. From Orange Farm, we are going to Bophelong. We are planning to have at least before the end of the year 6 outlets of Isinkwasethu opened by the people and supported by the people.
This is, you're a genius. Let me just leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. I understand it's a very hectic afternoon for you, but I must say thank you for having so much impact on our young people, and also, well, I guess not just young people, but their parents as well, like you're saying. So thank you so much for being the voice of difference and, of course, that making that footprint in our communities.
Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you to your listeners, and thank you to you. Thank you.
Receive your dose of inspiration on Thursday Live from 6 to 7 p.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.